One of the values of KVNF is to bring you local news and any pertinent updates that you may need to know about. So our news director, Travis Bubinik, is here right now to fill you in on some breaking news.
That's right, thanks. So a ruling was handed down yesterday from Judge J. Stephen Patrick in the lawsuit between residents near a Powell Mesa chicken farming facility and the Delta County's Board of County Commissioners alongside the Hostetler family who operate the Western Slope Layers facility. The plaintiffs in the case, for some background, Travis Jardin and Susan Raymond, among others, who live near the chicken farm, filed their lawsuit against the county and the Hostetler family in November of last year. They claim the facility shouldn't be located and operating in their neighborhood for a number of reasons, but namely that it was posing serious health risks to nearby residents and their animals, that the facility's proximity to homes has affected property values, and also that increased semi-truck traffic on a nearby county road isn't, quote, compatible with their neighborhood. Now, the county and the Hostetler family, meanwhile, essentially denied all of those claims, saying health impacts couldn't be proved and the property values claim was unsubstantial. So Judge Patrick, in his ruling yesterday, ultimately ordered the county to immediately deliver a cease and desist order to the Hostetlers and ordered that the county should reverse its approval of both their currently operating facility on Powell Mesa and another proposed facility on Redlands Mesa. And from what we've been told, that order was delivered this morning. Now, the interesting thing about this ruling is that the judge specifically stated that he was not charged with weighing conflicting evidence in the case. Rather, his task was simply to review the record of evidence produced by both parties in the case and some of the exchanges between the parties. The judge essentially found that the defendants in the case had failed to provide enough evidence to dispute the claims of health risks posed by the chicken farm. And I'm reading here from the judge's ruling. Quote, there is a lack of any record to suggest the health concerns which arose subsequent to commencement of operations on Powell Mesa are not a result of the operation. But the judge did rule that the plaintiffs failed to adequately prove their claim that the county commissioners had demonstrated a bias in the case. And he also ruled that there isn't enough evidence to show that property values have been impacted. His final ruling was a 23-bullet-point ruling with some minor victories for both sides, but ultimately, the plaintiffs in this case got the ruling they wanted, and the Hostetlers are now being ordered to shut down their operations and won't be allowed to open their proposed facility on Redlands Mesa. Now, of course, they could appeal that decision. We called their attorney in the case, Karen Bud Phelan, but she wasn't available for a comment this morning. And plaintiff Susan Raymond says she believes that this isn't necessarily over at the moment, so we'll just have to keep tabs on it and see where it goes from now, but we definitely will be doing that.
All right, Travis, thank you so much for that update. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.